This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Kim Checchio. Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach. Today, I am here with Emily McGraw, who is the owner of Emily Anesthetics. And Emily Anesthetics was nominated by another local business owner in Virginia Beach. So I'm very excited to welcome you to our show, and I can't wait to hear about your new business.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. It's it was really awesome to be nominated. I definitely appreciate this opportunity for sure. But yeah, so business has been around, I guess in the grand scheme of things, it is newer. I've had my business since February of 2017 here in Virginia Beach, and it's been a really cool ride along the way. So super excited to be here.
Yeah. Did you have a grand opening recently? It's like I keep seeing you everywhere. So you were nominated. And that's what always happens when I meet with people on the podcast. I'm like, it's like I keep seeing them, and then all of a sudden they're on my podcast, and I'm like, I just heard your name. I just saw your Instagram. So obviously I've seen on social media, but then I walked into a business last week and somehow your name popped up and they said you recently had a grand opening. So I didn't know if that was like a new location or well, tell us what you do at Emily Anesthetics, and then, yeah, share if there's been some new changes or growth recently.
Yeah. So we just had our first annual open house at our new location. Been at this location for a little over a year now. So every year I just want to do a little open house. And yeah, that's really awesome that the name's just kind of like in the community. That's always the goal, right? But yeah, so I moved here in, oh gosh, was it December of 2016? And moved here because I have family in the military that lives here, wanted to be closer to them and be able to help my brother and sister-in-law with my niece. And it's been a joy to just be around them. I live 10 minutes away from them, and be able to see her grow up is absolutely wonderful. But that's the initial reason why I moved here. And then I was here for about 3 months, and my goal was always to open my own business and always have a med spa. And I'm one of those people that's very determined to do just that as to what I want, no matter how long it's going to take and what obstacles come in my way type situation. So February 2017, got my business license, actually answered an ad for someone specifically looking for an esthetician to rent out a room in a doctor's office. And so I did that, built my clientele, all while working two other jobs. I worked as a farmhand out in Pungo, and I worked as a dog walker, all while running my business and, you know, just building clientele so that it could be my sole source of income in general. So did that for about a year. I was with the doctor, rented a room for around 3 years, and then February of 2020, so like kind of right before COVID happened.
Wow.
Which I know is a huge thing. I mean, it just rocked our world in general. But February of 2020, I was like, it's time to expand. I was booked out 2 to 3 months. And I was like, all right, it's time to take the next step. So I rented a new space. It was like a 900 square foot space close to town center, signed the lease, and then everything shut down shortly after. I wasn't even done with construction, the reno of the new space. And I was paying two leases while not being able to be open. And there's so many obstacles. And I think as business owners, being able to pivot in a quick but correct direction is huge. And so, yeah, me and some friends and family, we just kind of like did a whole space together. And then once we got the opportunity to open back up on a limited, I guess, space to be able to do certain services, we did that, honed in on that. We're open 2 days a week. And then after we got the full clear, obviously we were able to do all of our services, but then we're there for that location for 3 years, and then moved to the current location, which is off of the Rosemont exit in Virginia Beach. So pretty still close to town center. But 3,000 square foot space, and I have 9 employees on staff, and they're all rock stars and absolutely amazing at what they do and extremely talented. And I couldn't ask for a better staff to go along this journey with me. And yeah, it's been amazing, and absolutely love it here at the new
Yeah, I
space.
love that story. Really, from just the vision of I'm going to own my business no matter what it takes, and I'm going to walk dogs and I'm going to do all this, but I know it's going to happen. I love that. So can you tell us more about what you do at Emily Anesthetics? Like what services do you all offer?
That was the other part of the other question.
Oh, yeah, no.
You're good. So, Kyle, we do a bunch of things. My goal was to kind of be a one-stop shop for all things aesthetics. I've met a decent amount of people over, I've been in this industry for 10 years, that just have an anxiety going to a space to get a service that's personal. And I wanted there to be a space where people were comfortable that wanted to come and get a beauty service. Whether it's a medical service, whether it's a relaxing facial, it's kind of like you can come to one space for everything in general. But we do permanent makeup, we have lash extensions, we have relaxing facials, we have more medical services, we have like IPL laser that helps with reds and browns in the skins. And then we have Morpheus 8, which is radiofrequency microneedling. To help, it's marketed as like a minimally invasive facelift, but helps with a ton of stuff in general. We also have laser hair removal, which has been fantastic. We do body waxing, everything in general.
Yeah, you do it all.
Yeah,
Sounds great.
we do quite a bit, that's for sure.
I've seen the before and afters of the Morpheus 8. It's crazy.
They're wild. It is wild. It's a fantastic service.
Well, so can you share with our listeners any myths or misconceptions that people may have about what you do, any services that you offer, or maybe just, the industry as a whole?
I guess kind of on the Morpheus 8 train, I have so many people who are like, oh my gosh, it hurts, I don't want to do it.
Okay, because that's
And
what I
yeah, 100%. And
looks
I
like.
get it. I get it. But we've really honed in, myself and our medical director, who's absolutely fantastic, have honed in on a really great topical formula of a numbing. And when I tell you clients are like, I don't feel a thing, and we're doing some serious work on them. And I first and foremost tried it on myself because I was like, I need to know first, like first, I'm not gonna offer this to somebody if I don't try it myself. So did it to myself, cranked the settings all the way up, and I was like, I barely feel anything. So it depends on a lot, doing that service, but yeah, it doesn't have to hurt in general. Another thing, and it's more along the lines of a question that myself and a lot of my girls that work here get is, do y'all do men's facials? And we do. I mean, everyone has skin, and we can treat anyone and everyone. So yeah, that's a question we get a ton.
It's like you knew I was wondering that because that's what I've always wondered about Morpheus 8. I'm like, it looks really cool. I bet it works, but oh my gosh, it looks painful. And I haven't been close to getting it done, but that definitely stood in my way. So thank you for clearing that up.
Absolutely.
I guess it can be if you're not well prepped for it and you already anticipate that for your clients and you've taken care of it. So
And
that's
what's
great.
wild is I have met people at conferences whenever I go to these trainings or things like that, and they're like, yeah, I personally don't know them. I don't think I need to. I'm like, well, you're a different level than I am. I can't do that.
You're like, I want my people to come back and
I'm like, no.
not be afraid of me. So what are you doing for fun when you're not working on building this business that you have?
So I work a ton. So I mean, I honestly spend a ton of time with my family. I have since I moved here, I've had more family that has moved into the area, which has been amazing. And yeah, just spending time with my niece and and pick her up once a week from school, and we go out and we'll go to the aquarium, we'll go to some parks, we'll go build a terrarium. We do a bunch of fun things. And yeah, doing that, hanging out with my friends. I have a lot of friends in the area, and just I'm a huge chill person. I want to sit down, I want to have a cup of coffee, I just want to hang out. And I think it's because a lot of times being a business owner, it can be really hectic, and there's 20 tabs open in my head at all times. And so I think just being able to sit down with some good company and just being able to, catch up is
Yeah.
huge. And I love doing that.
Be
So
present.
yeah,
How old
absolutely.
is your niece?
Oh gosh, she
You're
is
like the fun
seven. Yeah,
one.
she is seven, about to be eight. She is amazing.
Oh.
The other day, I have super curly hair, and I had it down, and she was just staring at my hair, and she was like, "I love your hair." And she kept touching it, and I was like, "Well, do you want me to curl your hair?" And she's like, "Yeah, I want to do that." And so I ran upstairs, and we grabbed my sister-in-law's curling iron, and we curled her hair, and she was just feeling herself the
Oh.
whole day. Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh my God,
But
how
yeah,
cute. Do you
no,
ever
she's
do
great.
like little facials on her?
Yeah, I have in the past. I actually have some pictures that of me doing like a little face massage
Yeah.
on her, and yeah, it's super cute.
Oh, she's gonna love you when she gets older and
Yeah, she's
get
great.
all this stuff done. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so can you describe a hardship or a life challenge that you went through? And I have a feeling I might know what it is just because you talked about the timing of your business.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, something that at the moment you didn't think it was gonna be an experience that you're grateful for, but you are today because it kind
Yeah.
of taught you some new things.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many things, and I think just overall the way that as an individual you respond to adversity. Moving here and, wanting to start my business, obviously working in total like three jobs. Obviously that was difficult, but you did it, you learn a lot. And I'm a true believer of your past experiences at different jobs put you in a place that you are more well equipped to be in your position that you are now. And I remember the days waking up at 5 a.m. and driving 30 minutes to go work at a farm and cleaning, horse pens and hanging out with the horses, things like that. And I think it's just a really good quality work ethic. And obviously definitely something that was had to be overcome. And then I think with every business in general during COVID, everyone was like, it was tough in general, especially for smaller businesses. I was very fortunate to be able to make it through that time. And I know a lot of people weren't, but definitely overcoming that in general. But yeah, I think putting your best foot forward every day is the key to life. So.
Yeah. And I'm sure like experiencing that working multiple jobs, you that challenge just made you prepared for the never-ending challenges that you're gonna face
Oh,
as
yeah,
an entrepreneur.
100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, good. Thank you for sharing that because we have a lot of people that listen to this podcast, which I didn't realize when I launched this, that there were a lot of people that listen because they want to be entrepreneurs. So they like hearing these stories.
Yeah.
And I too worked, so I worked a full-time job that I was trying to work my way out of. And ironically, I started a skincare business to do that. And
Yeah.
so skincare, your skincare. And I worked nights, weekends. During my lunch break, I remember going in my car and making phone calls, and because I was just like, I'm not gonna be working in this cubicle next year. So
Yeah,
whatever
exactly.
it takes, I'm gonna do. And I wasn't working in that cubicle the following year, but I
Yeah.
do remember that, like, just that determination and that grit, and it really just made me so much stronger and be able to take the things that are coming at me now because I know. What I had to go through to get here, and nothing's going to stop me.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's helpful for people to that want to be entrepreneurs to hear that, because it's not all roses and, you know, it's a challenge. So what's one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business that you maybe haven't shared yet?
Oh, gosh. One thing. How do we pick one thing? we're open 6 days a week from 10 to 7. So we can accommodate pretty much anyone's schedule. And we have people here that can do literally any service that we offer most of the time. So it's one of those things where even if you have a particular, you know, time that you need to come, we can definitely accommodate it.
Okay. You just closed on Sundays?
Yeah, just closed on Sundays. It's my time to veg out on the couch with the dogs. But yeah, I mean, we're just an open space, one-stop shop for everything. And yeah, I know we're a newer business, but obviously would love to have people in.
Yeah. Well, so what is your favorite? I know that you've been in Virginia Beach less than 10 years. Yeah. What are your favorite things to do around Virginia Beach or places to go?
So many things. Six out of the 7 years that I've lived here, I pretty much have always lived in the Chatillon area, whether it was renting, purchasing a house, things like that. And so I've always loved going to Commune. Whenever I first moved here, Commune was my jam. I was there multiple times a week because I live so close to it. I would walk there, I would bike there. And that's always been one of my top places to go. And for dinner, I always love Hearth, which is super close also to Commune. And at this point, I walk in and they know exactly what I'm going to order to drink. So, so that's always a good time. I love those two places in general. And I love Fathom Coffee. And I just live close to there. And it's honestly, in my opinion, one of the best coffee shops in the area. I love it so much.
Where is that? I don't think I've been.
So where Commune is, it's just like right on was it Bonte, I think. It's right on where the colorful wall used to be, the garage door.
Yeah.
It's right next to there.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. I've seen it. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Well, so how can our listeners find you online at your brick and mortar? Share all the ways that they can get in touch with you if they want to learn more or book a service.
Yeah. So to book a service in general, you can go to the website, Instagram, Google. We have a thing on there for Google. And then the website is just Emily Anesthetics, Emily, EmilyAnne, and then aesthetics, aesthetics.com. And then Instagram is the same, EmilyAnne.aesthetics with an E. And let's see what else we got. Facebook, Emily Anesthetics. Phone number 757-744-4218. Always give us a call. Front desk is always here. Answer any questions, inquiries that you have. Walk you through a service, kind of start to finish, what to expect, all those things in general. And yeah, you can always message us on Instagram too. I always tell all of my clients, like, if you have a question, please reach out. All of my girls here have business Instagrams. Like, reach out to them if you have a question about anything. We're always here to help. I don't want anyone to ever feel alone in going through a skincare treatment or feel like they're intimidated to, you know, call or message. Like, we are here to help you. So
perfect.
But yeah. There's so many ways.
Okay. Well, perfect. Yeah. I think listening to you share some more information about it can make that experience a little bit less intimidating, because you're right. Like, if somebody's not used to going to a place like this or familiar with different types of services, they may be hesitant. So thank you for sharing all the information today, and congratulations on your success and your growth. Again, I love that you went from what, 900 for a doctor's office to 900 square feet to, did you say how big is your office now?
3,000.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Wild.
Yes. So congratulations on that. And thank you again for sharing your story on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpvirginiabeach.com. That's gnpvirginiabeach.com. Or call 757-982-3690.